أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له ويذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 186 and 187 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the disbelievers' disbelief, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had called upon them that they need to make tafakkur, they need to look within from their hearts and see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status, condition, that he is not insane, and of course they need to look into the malakut as-samawati wal-ard. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ, that whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to go astray, فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ, then there is no guide for such a person. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave a person to go astray and not guide that person? Allah says, وَيَذَرُهُمْ فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them in their haughtiness, wandering blindly. It is because of the haughtiness of the heart, the arrogance of the heart, that the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows all the time, every day, a person does not look at those signs, because that heart is covered with arrogance, that heart is covered with haughtiness, and the result is that that person himself will not find guidance, and that person wanders away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next verse, and this has been recurring in the Quran Sharif in different ways, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought the subject matter, that on the one hand we spoke about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala in the surah. Allah ta'ala spoke about the Nubuwat and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other Anbiya. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the third aspect of the content of the Quran, and that is of Akhirat. That the Quraysh especially would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and very mockingly, sometimes denial, they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is this Qiyamah going to come? So they were not sincere in the questioning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, neither were they wanting to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if an accurate answer would be given. But it was all about mocking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was all about denial, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates. Allah says, yas'alunaka 'anis sa'ah, they ask you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about as-sa'a. As-sa'a in its original language, in the original Arabic language, in its meaning is a segment of time. Although it has been used for an hour, but it is in actual fact a segment of time. In other words, when is that time going to come that you speak about so much? Ayyana mursaha, when would its occurrence take place? In other words, when would that be? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neither did he divulge the information of Qiyamah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor did he divulge when Qiyamah will come to any other Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left this, and it is in the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat also. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its knowledge is by my Rabb, its knowledge is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. None will reveal the accurate hour of Qiyamah, the time of Qiyamah, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, its occurrence will take place. When that takes place, ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, it will become very dense, very heavy upon the skies and the earth, because the skies and the earth will all shatter, all of it will be destroyed, will disintegrate, and in that way you will then experience this Qiyamah. لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَى, if you want a glimpse of Qiyamah, it will not come but بَغْتَى, it will come suddenly upon a person. How suddenly? In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are many expressions, there are many different ways that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed how suddenly Qiyamah will come. One is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that two people are doing a deal over a piece of cloth. Now how long does it take for somebody to examine a piece of cloth? And they open this cloth, they unfold it, and before they fold it, and before the deal is done, Qiyamah will come and there is no deal whatsoever. If you didn't understand that example, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives another example. He gives the example of a person that is milking his animal, milking his cow for example. The milk falls into the bucket. The person is intent in drinking it. Before he brings the bucket to his mouth, Qiyamah will come. If you have not understood that example, then another example Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given is that a person takes a morsel of food, places it into his mouth, before he swallows it, Qiyamah will come and everything comes to an end. يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا, they ask you, O Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as though you are knowledgeable with regards to it. The word hafiyun, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, that refers to a person that has extreme knowledge. And they ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as though he has knowledge about it. This is again the beauty of the Quran, the beauty of our deen, that it does not mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the other anbiya did not have knowledge about when Qiyamah would come, that they were not nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the knowledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept to himself. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, say that his knowledge is by Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of mankind do not know that this knowledge is only with Allah, and most of mankind do not know when Qiyamah will come. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.